Hussein, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Hussein, what disruptions is a Brexit no deal expected to cause for businesses?
I think it already has caused considerable problems for the UK economy. We've seen investment drying up into the UK economy, and as you mentioned, a lot of the international firms that have set up base in the UK are considering pulling out simply because there's uncertainty and they don't know what will happen over the next few months or the next few years.
Well, what kind of effect will this have on the UK economy?
It's going to be very negative, because one of the things that the UK had just started getting it right was getting emerging market economies to start investing in the UK. A good example of that would be the Indian economy. Due to the historical links, the Tata Group, for example, had invested heavily into Jaguar and Land Rover. And what they're finding now is, due to the Brexit, their sales in Europe are drying up. So they employ about 40,000 people in the UK, and they've already announced that they will have to cut down 5,000 of these jobs just to keep their business afloat. So these sort of considerations are going to make it difficult for investment to come in. And we've also recently seen financial service firms saying, we're probably going to move out of the UK because once the Brexit goes through, we don't know whether we'll be able to have the same relationships with the rest of the world as we do at the moment.
Right. Well, extending Article 50 seems like a pretty, you know, it's an okay option considering the circumstances for the UK. As you'll, you know, it will extend their stay to reach a deal with the UK, the European Union. So what needs to happen for the UK to stay in the EU to be prolonged?
It's going to be difficult. I mean, this morning there's talk about going back with another deal option to try and end the Irish backstop. Availability. The easiest thing for the UK would be to have some sort of a customs union. And the reason for that being there has so many of these free trade agreements that are linked with the European Union to the rest of the world. If they do not have those, they will have to start all over again. A delay in the Brexit may sound good at the moment for businesses, though. The problem is uncertainty. They don't like uncertainty. Investors will not go into a market that's uncertain. So the quicker a resolution is found either way, the better it will be for investment and for UK firms.
So would it be better to just rip the Band-Aid off rather than extending Article 50?
That would sound nice, but the problem is the no Brexit deal pushes EU up, and it pushes UK at the back. I'll give you an example. The European Union has just started free trade agreement discussions with Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam, India. Now, once that's agreed upon, the UK will not be able to access any of those deals because it will no longer be part of the European Union. Now, the UK at the moment cannot negotiate any deals with an individual country until Brexit is completed. Till then, the World Trade Organization sees it as part of the EU. So they have to wait till Brexit is done to then start negotiating a deal, which can take years. A no-deal Brexit would make no sense for businesses, because that would mean the fastest thing for that will be that they will pull out of UK and, as you said, move into other parts of EU from the headquarters. And British firms will really find it hard with the higher tariffs they will have to pay for imports and the barriers they will face when they go for exports.
Well, if the UK does have a no-deal Brexit, what kind of impact would that have on Australian businesses trading with the UK?
That is a very good question, because one of the problems Australian firms are facing is historically they prefer to enter Europe via the UK. So a lot of the Australian service firms have links in the European Union through the UK. A lot of them are already considering moving towards, say, Brussels or other parts of the European Union. So Australian businesses are at the moment waiting and watching quite closely, but that is also a reason why Australia was keen to move on with the European Union Free Trade Agreement, because they see these problems coming up with Britain.
Right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning, Hussein. It'll be interesting to see what the UK does. It always feels like they're about to reach the goalpost, but then they keep moving forward and forward. So, just losing my patience a little bit here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.